encouraging people to turn out for that. That's going to be Tuesday, March 12th at the Vets Hall, room 22 upstairs, and that's from 7 to 9 p.m.
So what you can do is you can go to the City Council in the afternoon and then go to listen to tributes to Evelyn in the evening. Is there another theme to this?
Well, it's called The Fate of Our World and the Future is Our Choice is the title of it, and features Evelyn Schoenfield, features Greg Guba and Greta Smith doing their progressive poetry, and also features Jim Cosner, the Columbus statue smasher and member of the Progressive Federation. Although he did not do the Columbus statue as a member of the Progressive Federation, he did that on his own. Anyway, that's the program.
I notice it's actually on the Santa Cruz County Peace and Justice calendar here, which is in front of my eyes, although Huff is not. I want you to slap whoever does that calendar across the chops several times.
Right. Well, it's good that it's on there. And also wanted to reiterate that we still have that website that people should look at, santacruz.indymedia.org, Indy spelled with a Y and a dot in between Santa Cruz and Indy Media, has not only the Mumia March on there, but it also has, you know, last time I looked, it was kind of on the side. There's some pictures of the Corporate Walk of Shame. If you click on the links on the side of the page, there's some links that show pictures of the giant George Bush puppet and the corporate puppet. And
what about the giant Christopher Crone puppet?
I don't know.
Yeah, the Santa Cruz Independent Media has really come into the sun the last couple months. Van has been doing some real good work on that, or is it Vaughn? I can never remember which, but Santa Cruz Indie Media, is that it?
Yeah, santacruz.indymedia.org.
Cool. I know you were down in the Yuppie Planter area yesterday. Did you see anything happening untoward?
No, not really. I just saw one police officer wandering around the intersection looking kind of frustrated, and other than that, there was people hanging out, you know, along the intersection area, you know, some grubby-looking people, you know, the usual young crowd that used to hang out in the planter itself were actually just hanging out right next to CC Now and the, you know, the sidewalk area there.
How is Sushi Now and Alibaba's Cafe as far as business? Were the tables taken up with people?
I didn't really notice that there were a lot of people there. Sometimes I see people there and sometimes not.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me, ironically, what's going to happen is both Sushi Now and Alibaba's Cafe are going to go out of business. Or they're not. I mean, they certainly don't seem to be improving their business a lot. And, I don't know, some other cheesy group is going to take it over and it'll just be another, you know, diminution of public space downtown. I think we should all pay attention to Cassandra and Amy's interest in a, you know, some kind of pedestrian mall area. They're working on that one. If you want more information, give a call to 423-HUFF. I'll put you in touch with them.
Yeah, that's another good idea, too. I've been, every once in a while, I take pictures of the tread marks going through this crosswalk at the right in front of the Cinema 9. It's from people just revving up their souped-up Mustangs or whatever, and just peeling out there, and just leaving tread marks and piles of smoke at the mall right there, which is kind of dangerous because there's usually a lot of people around sometimes when that happens. So another good reason to close the mall to cars, you know, make it more pedestrian friendly. A lot of those people drive like they're in New York or something. At least when they get finally to the Front Street intersection, they just kind of treat you like you don't exist.
Mellow out. That's what we should tell them. Well, thank you, John. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's it, basically.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
So it's the Progressive Federation meeting tonight at 5:30 at Mission and Highway 1, the big house on the corner. There's only one, really. I think it's 315 Mission, if I'm not mistaken. And that's happening today. And then again, tomorrow, actually, there is a meeting of the Citizens Police Rah-Rah Board. For the first time in many a moon, if ever, down in Beach Flats. I actually got their agenda. I've talked about it a little bit in the past. They're having a 7:30 public meeting. Usually they meet at 5:30, but they're having their closed session first. So if you want to talk about anything that is coming up on the closed agenda, you got to come at 5 well, I don't think anybody does, frankly, but 7:30, Beach Flats Community Center, 200 Raymond Street, tomorrow night. And this is being billed as a big deal. They've had public announcements, PSAs on different radio stations, and they're doing presentations on what is the CPRB, Citizens Police Review Board, or Citizens Police Rubber Stamping Board, as I call it, how to file a comment, complaint, or commendation. Oh, nice. Mayor says, that's member Tony Madrigal will talk about that. What is racial profiling? Vice Chair Brent Afus and guest speaker Daniel Nane Alejandra of Barrios Unidos. One thing it does not mention, but I think is the case, is it's going to be Spanish language translation, because flyers have been in both English and Spanish. That's tomorrow night at the Beach Flats Community Center. Normally, I suggest people don't even consider bothering these police review board meetings, although do complain to the board when you're hassled by police. Keep a copy of the complaint. Demand it be put in a public file. Demand there be a public hearing and an independent investigation, and then let it go. That's to keep a record for defense attorneys, pitches, motions, and also for the public, those people who do follow those things. But in this case, I may show up at this meeting just to sniff out what's going on, though I think, you know, I think I do know who Nani Alejandra's is, although I'm not sure I do. I see the name Barrios Unidos, and I start getting queasy in the stomach, but because I know that they've never done much on civil rights for homeless people, even when approached specifically. And I know their close connections with politicians like Scott Kennedy, which makes me nervous. But, hey, you know, there's always a new day, a new dawn, and so forth and so on. There's going to be reports on the use of force, the photo lineup, outreach training. That's at 7:30 tomorrow night. And, again, don't expect much if you go, but that might interest you. I'm only got about 10 minutes left in the show, and I had hoped to get a phone call or a report from Isla Vista, because apparently there was a very successful meeting with the authorities down there in the Park District who were, they were fearing that those folks were going to be, the Park District was going to impose a new sleeping ban law. In fact, they, according to an email, are now going to be working together with some of the homeless campers, which I find very encouraging and also rather difficult to believe. So I'll try to get some updates on that for you next Thursday when I return at 6 o'clock. We have a call. Hi, you're on Free Radio.
Hi, Free Radio. It's Amy Courtney.
Oh, no. Amy, back from the boondocks, eh?
I know, huh?
Well, I hear that you are one of those vicious bedsheet bandistas.
Yes, that's my favorite name so far, and you've coined it.
Well, it's going to cost you. I want to have equal time next to your name, since, you know, I don't, you know, but...
Oh, mercy.
Yes, I know that the Good Times has recently done an update pointing out that the Caltrain has struck back and is appealing your decision that they allow, you know, equal time for other messages up there other than support George Bush and bomb the hell out of the poor Afghani peasants.
Right, I know. We're such pests, aren't we?
Well, I'm glad to hear that somebody's doing something. It's so depressing to see everybody just going to their little discussion groups and showing up every Friday with a few signs and then going home.
Yeah.
Of course, at least they show up with signs.
At least, that's right. I think we really need to give people credit for getting out in the streets with their signs.
Of course, Christopher Crone could get his butt together, maybe introduce a resolution to end the war. We could have some teach-ins. We could maybe set up a peace camp on campus, perish the thought. But, hey,
sounds good to me.
Yeah, I like it too.
Sounds good to me. Well, you've heard Cassandra's fabulous ideas.
I have. I don't know if they're top secret or open to public
discussion.
You know
what? I don't know if they're top secret either, so I should probably let her be her own spokesperson on this.
Indeed.
Things. But she's not here right now, actually.
Well, give us the update on the Caltrain deal. What's the status? Have you been putting some bed sheets out and finding they've not been taken away, or have they just refused any kind of rules, or what's...
I have not been putting up any more bed sheets, but as you know, I've been out of town for quite a while, and in fact, I just received over email that Caltrans was going to appeal, and you were the first one to let me know that we had a little blurb in Good Times, so we didn't even know that part, but the specifics of the appeal haven't been reported yet. We just know that they said they're not going to take this one lying down and let two girls decide what their policy is going to be.
Yeah, I don't like those, you know, those ovary types making the moves.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Put them back in their place. Take them back to court. So I think it's strategically not a wise move on their part, but I don't really know what, you know, aces they've got up their sleeve. But it seems kind of ridiculous that, you know, they want to keep taking this charge on when it seems pretty clear.
Let me clarify for people who don't know, because we were talking a little bit kind of elliptically here.
Okay.
The you and Cassandra seeing flags hung on the overpasses of the run by Caltrain up near Scotts Valley, put your own bedsheeted sign out to express your own concerns about at what cost is the war being prosecuted.
Mm-hmm.
Scotts Valley Police took it down within 10 or 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and after, I guess, a few more rounds, you filed a lawsuit and got the courts to rule that Caltrain has to promulgate rules that allow everybody or nobody.
Right, and just to fill in that space there, Scotts Valley took the banner down. Caltrans, on that occasion and an occasion after that, supported the idea of taking our banner down and leaving American flags up based on, at that time they said, a post-September 11th ad hoc policy that allowed them to keep American flags put up by any Yahoo that wanted to put one up, that they could stay up, but any other sign.
What about swastikas? Can we put up swastikas?
It is a symbol. It seems just as easy to read and process as an American flag.
Yeah, but if I give that Nazi salute at city council, they'll have me arrested.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
That's Mayor Crone's latest. That was Mayor Fitzmaurice, and I think Mayor Crone is continuing along the same line.
That's also,
if you use the word flunky or Führer, you're out of there.
Flunky, huh?
Right. It's not. It's considered disrespectful.
Good thing to remember. Thanks for the tip. Don't call them flunkies.
It's the F word. Yes. It's
yeah.
So what's the situation right now? Right now, you are, if you put up a banner, the Caltrain, people will come and take it down, or what do we know what's going
to
happen?
According to their policy, yes, they'll take it down. They haven't taken any action to change their policy, and now that they're appealing the decision, I don't think that they need to comply with the decision at all. I think they act as if, you know, status quo until the appeal gets decided,
uh-huh.
and so I think that they get to do whatever they want, and I think that that is a loud call to action for everyone out there to put their bed sheets up and put them to the test, and I think it's really important that they see that we are not the only people with some kind of dissenting view that is being silenced by their policy,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I think if we go out there and hang bed sheets, that isn't maybe the best message. It's like they already know what our questions are. They already know that we're a part of this and that we
are
not.
So you want the rest of us to get arrested now?
Not arrested, but, you know, it seems like at worst what they're going to be doing is taking your bed sheet down.
Stealing our bed sheets.
But, you know, be there. Document that they're taking the bed sheet down, you know, or whatever. It doesn't have to be a bed sheet, but some kind of message that questions the war, you know.
Bed sheets against bombing. That's what I say.
Whoa! You're just good at these bumper stickers.
Hey, man.
I love
it. They call me the sticker man.
Look at his car.
I'm getting stuck on everything. What can I say?
Who's back there?
That's the vicious and the anomalous Skidmark Bob.
Hey, Skidmark Bob.
Yep.
What's up?
Hey, he's with you. And you're with him. And I'm in between the two of you. What can I say?
Well, I look forward to seeing your bed sheet hanging from the overpass.
Now,
I can't wait to see what that one says.
Hey, well, I will have to use the bed sheet first and then hang it from the overpass. That would be my approach. I could hang my robe as well.
That's nice. I like that.
So I was thinking again. We got
bathrobe banditas.
The bathrobe and bedsheet banditas. Yes, and banditistos y banditas. Las dos.
I like it.
We also need, of course, to consider as the weather changes, possibly a nude in at Yuppie Planter. A little something to kind of take it all
nude
off.
Nude in.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that sounds like a party not to be missed.
Maybe a like in, if not a love in. How about that?
That sounds good. So, like I say, I'm just back in, and I'd like to hear what has evolved or devolved in that situation, but now the forum?
You know, now is, unfortunately, we got 3 minutes left,
yeah.
And Skidmark here is rolling in with his show.
Okay.
So how about Call me, I'll try to call you back later today.
Okay, great.
And hey, there's also, of course, the Progressive Federation is meeting at 5:30 if you want to go to 315 Mission to see if any of they want to join a bedsheet bundista sort of effort, or mention your own willingness to kind of work with other groups. There's one of their planks is to end the war.
Uh-huh.
They got a bunch of other ones around the sleeping ban and so forth.
This is the coalition
Progressive
group?
Federation, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that's again at 315 Mission at 5:30 today.
Huh.
And hey, I will call you up later. And man, anybody who wants to reach Amy, we're talking to Amy Courtney of the Bedsheet Bandistas, as I call them.
Mm-hmm.
Give a call to 423-HUFF, and I'll put you onto them, or we can put out your number, whatever you'd like.
I think that's a good way to do it, or people can email aecourt@hotmail.com.
A-E-C-O-R-U-T?
Mm-mm. A-E?
A-E?
C-O-U-R-T?
C-O-U-R-T.
@hotmail.com.
@hotmail.com.
That's the one.
Way. Cool.
Very cool. Thanks, Robert. I appreciate your interest.
Hey, I appreciate your work.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Or your play. I don't know if it's work. It sounds like more fun than anything else. Well, it's time for Bathrobes, Piers, Broadsides to blast off into the background as you
playing classical music here.
We are luckily we have someone from downtown who is
down there.
Well, Skidmark, why don't you give us a brief update? What's going on downtown there?
I was listening to your show a little bit earlier, and I was compelled to go check it out to see if the benches were actually there or not, and they are not there.
Nope,
they took
gone.
Them away.
They're out of there.
They did this before, many years ago, in front of Cathcart and Pacific.
No, they didn't. But then, of course, Sergeant, McPhillips claimed that the benches were put in again. I think that they put in a bench, but not the same frequency and not in the same place. I don't know. There are a bench or two down there now at the Cathcart and Pacific, but they were taken away for a number of years.
Actually, there's none actually on the corner,
so
on the very corner.
That's what I
There
remember.
Used to be four sets or two sets of two there, and then they took them out when all the hubbub was going on with the ordinances and all that kind of stuff. And then, anyway. It's just kind of sad. There's nobody anywhere really a place to hang out. There's a few people kind of scattered about, and it's kind of funny how, you know, our wonderful United States, we're supposed to be all united together. The only thing they could successfully do is separate people, and that only people on the mall that congregate for a few moments is at Coffee Roasting Company when you buy your cup of coffee, or at Alibaba's Cafe. But there was only, like, I think I saw two tables of people there that were eating in that area. There's nobody else in there.
I was mentioning that. I think that this is bullshit in terms of even a business boost for these two businesses. I think it is clearly an attempt to simply eliminate a group of people who are there. That's
exactly
all it is. It has nothing to do with helping their businesses, that they are being used as pawns in this situation, and that's just really sad that they're letting themselves be so
used. And that classical music blasting that I could hear all the way down to Borders Books, or down to, I don't know what, I could hear it all the way down the mall. I was trying to talk to Dan Hopkins.
Still ringing in his ears, folks.
Dan Hopkins out there taking notes, keeping an eye on things, saying that a lot of the bathrooms have been closed. The public bathroom that's at the new parking garage closes at 5, I think. And then the Borders used to be open, but they've closed it entirely to any.
Very strange. They have actually four bathrooms in the parking complex you're talking about, right near the New Leaf Market.
Right.
Two of them. One of them is a little private bathroom inside the bar, the sports bar. Then there are two others that are in the structure that are for the exclusive use of the sports bar. Then there are the public bathrooms that you mentioned.
And then there are two porta potties that, if you like to go into an unsecure porta potty and read all the wonderful racist comments and homophobic comments all over the porta potties, and while you urinate or defecate, or I usually don't defecate in those kinds of things. They're very scary. But they are places, you know, they can complain, well, there's porta potties down there, Robert. You know,
there actually are now only three porta potties. They have removed two of them. They removed the one from the San Lorenzo Lembiar, and they removed the one from the back of the Catalyst.
Oh.
So there are three left of the crone crappers, as we call them.
Crone crappers.
Well, you know, you've allowed us to go into your time.
Yeah,
here,
you're over 1 minute,
Bob.
Buddy.
I'm over, but that's your fault because you butted in.
I just wanted to say my little input there.
As well you should have, and we're pleased to have had you. However, we are going to be gone. You may catch us at the shitty council meeting. That is some of us homeless activistas. 3 o'clock on Tuesday down at City Hall, across from the main library, across from the Civic Center, or Civic Auditorium, sorry. And also tomorrow, 7:30 in the Beach Flats at 200 Raymond Street, if you want to, you know, risk having Mercy Charities Housing bulldoze you, come on down to the Citizens Police Rah-Rah Board. And, of course, there's the meeting today at 3:15, Mission of the Progressive Federation. And that pretty much sums it up. See you at 6 o'clock on Thursday night with another edition of Bathroom Spears Broadsides. Thanks.
Yep.
Since the U.S. bombing campaign began against Afghanistan's Taliban government on October 7th, reports of a growing number of civilian deaths and injuries resulting from America's bombs, cluster bombs, and missiles have made news across the world. But because many U.S.